This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
This is the Community Notice Board on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
Puaka Matariki Festival 2023 will be held from Monday the 10th of July to Friday the 21st of July. Festival event registration and the contestable funding round is open now and closes at 5pm on Wednesday the 31st of May. Go to matariki.co.nz for more information. Successful applicants will be informed on Friday the 9th of June. Open Arts, the Otago Peninsula Artists Group, presents in conjunction with the Portobello Hotel, the Wee Peninsula Picture Show, to be held over King's Birthday weekend in the X Suites and Treats Room at the far end of the hotel. Hours are Friday the 2nd from 5 to 7pm, then Saturday to Monday from 11 till 3pm. Check out the exhibition with a difference, encouraging the local talent and members to exhibit their smaller artworks and photographs of the peninsula. A quiz night fundraiser for disability assistance dogs will be held at Otago Polytechnic Hub on Tuesday the 6th of June from 6pm. The quiz is rainbow themed and open to everyone. Invite your friends, family, flatmates, colleagues and classmates. $5 entry per person with teams of 2 to 6. You can join other individuals or small teams to make a team if you're coming by yourself. There'll also be a raffle and bake sale. All money earned will go towards a disability assistance dog for a young adult in the community. The 50th Dunedin Festival of Photography exhibition is being held at the Dunedin Community Gallery, Princess Street, from the 4th to the 11th of June, from 10am to 6pm daily. There are entries from all around Aotearoa, New Zealand. Entry is free. The Great Kiwi Poster Competition for 2023 is now open. This year, the theme is Protect Our Future, Tiaki a Matahawariki. You're asked to design a poster showing the perfect future for Aotearoa. What would it look like, and how could we achieve it? You have until July 16th to send in your entry. The four section winners will each receive $1,000 and have their poster pasted up in the main centres by the major sponsor, Phantom Bill Stickers. Go to greatkiwiposter.com for more information and conditions of entry. Presbyterian Support Otago Family Works Food Bank annual Octocan appeal will be held on Thursday the 22nd of June in the Lower Octagon. The appeal is a couple of weeks before the Matariki public holiday. Matariki is a time to reflect on the past year, celebrate the present and plan for the year ahead. The food bank supplies are critically low. You can help. Start collecting cans. Encourage everyone to take part. Make it fun with some learning activities around Matariki. Get the word out. Mention Octocan in newsletters and encourage everyone to participate. For resources, posters, images, certificates and more information, visit octocan.org.nz. And join in the fun. Arrange your cans in the shape of your logo or emblem. Email a photograph to Presbyterian Support Otago, then bring your cans to the Lower Octagon to form the Matariki Stars on Appeal Day, June the 22nd. The Vogel Street Hospice Shop is putting out the call for donations. They take it all. Pre-loved clothing, furniture, electrical goods and homewares. If you don't have a use for it, it's likely they will. The hospice's fundraising relies on the generous donations they receive and they couldn't do it without you. Call 03 471 9342 to book your pickup service for furniture and larger goods or drop by the shop at 127 Vogel Street to donate today.
That was the Community Notice Board on Otago Access Radio. To place your event on our notice board, please give us a call on 471 6161 or send us an email to admin@oar.org.nz. For a full list of our community notices, check out our website at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.